下午好。
Good afternoon.
非常抱歉晚了一会儿。
I am very sorry for being late.
我们开始之前一起祷告。
Let us open with prayer.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord, we give you thanks.
愿你施恩祝福给我们。
May you bless us.
在这末后的世代，使我们可以有智慧。
In these end times, that we may have knowledge.
可以使我们有得救的智慧。
That we may have knowledge of salvation.
求你的圣灵越过我们人的有限。
May your power overcome our limitations.
使我们可以认识你。
That we may come to know you.
明白你的旨意。
And to know your will.
使我们的生命不至灭亡。
So that we may not perish.
祝福我们下面的时间。
May you bless this time.
与我们同在。
And be with us.
祷告奉耶稣基督圣名。
Pray this all in our Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
我们上次讲了一件事情。
Last time we talked about.
或者说我们一直所讲的这一个多月呢。
Or we can also say in this past month, our series has been about.
这位上帝呢，似乎在我们的印象当中呢，是一个非常暴力的上帝。
That in our impressions that God seems to be very violent.
我们更多的看到呢是这位上帝的公义。
We see his righteousness.
我们更多的看到的是人的邪恶。
We see the wickedness of man.
甚至于当上帝的愤怒临到全整个的世界的时候，洪水就把世界给淹没了。
To the point where when God's wrath was expressed on earth, there was a flood which destroyed the earth.
除了挪亚和挪亚一家之外呢，全部都给毁灭了。
Besides Noah and his family, everybody died.
当我们看到挪亚和挪亚一家离开方舟之后，他们这个世界又陷在最终的时候。
When we see that Noah and his family, when they departed from the ark, they descended into wickedness again.
我们心里就会想一件事情，这回上帝怎么办？
We may ponder in our hearts, what is God going to do next?
但是上帝的确跟挪亚立了一个约。
Nonetheless, God still placed a covenant with Noah.
并且他要祝福挪亚的后代。
That God will bless Noah.
但是我们看到挪亚的后代呢，又开始犯罪了。
We see that Noah's descendants, they are also sinners.
他们要传扬自己的名。
They want to make a name for themselves.
他们不把神放在眼里。
They did not put God in their eyes.
他们要成为大国。
They wanted to become a big city.
他们造一个大城。
They want to make a big city.
造一个巴别塔要通天。
They wanted to make the Tower of Babel.
要传扬他们自己的名。
To make a name for themselves.
我们就会想一个问题，这回上帝该怎么办
？So we may consider now what is God going to do？
这些人，挪亚的后代，这些人 in trouble。
These descendants of Noah, they are in trouble。
但是我们不知道上帝会怎么样对付他们。
But we don't know how God will deal with the situation。
但是呢，我们今天所学习的就是上帝主权拣选的祝福。
So today we are going to look at God's blessing of sovereign election.
前面我们讲过，给你们讲过的。
We are going to talk about what we've already discussed.
上帝的本性当中有一个本性是非常重要的，就是他是良善的。
It is this one core attribute of God, and it is His righteousness.
无论他做什么，都是以良善为目的的。
Everything that He does is good.
上帝说他爱人并且要祝福人的话，那么他基于这个良善的目的呢，他所做的一切呢都是为了这个目的。
So when God acts and when he acts in love, it is out of his goodness.
即便是当耶和华神用洪水审判这个世界的时候，他依然是良善的。
Even when we have in view the flood that destroyed the earth, it is still good.
你可以想一件事情。
We may consider.
如果当时没有耶和华神的审判洪水的审判的话，我想这个世界根本存不到今天的。
We may think that if there was no flood, this good flood, then the earth may not last until now.
当人陷入越来越深的罪恶当中的时候，人是不能存在的。
When men descend into deeper and deeper sin, they are unable to live.
我给你举个例子，你就知道了。
I'll give an example.
实际我们看这个世界呢。近代呢发生过几次世界型的大型的战争。
We have seen in the recent history that there have been some really big wars.
每一场战争打几年就要死掉几千万上亿的人口。
Every war, we see that it lasts only for several years, and yet the death toll is in the millions or tens of millions.
这还是在上帝的干预的之下。
And this is still under the control of God.
如果上帝完全不干预人类罪恶的话，那么人的罪恶呢就会越来越深，那么这个世界的人是不能存在的。
If God were to withdraw from this situation, then there will be even more evil and there will be even more destruction.
所以我们看到，当挪亚的后代再一次陷入到罪当中的时候，上帝依然是有愤怒的。
So when we see that Noah's descendants descended into deeper sin, there is still wrath from God.
但是这并不能够改变神要祝福人的这个良善的目的。
But this does not remove his good purposes in blessing man.
那么对于我们人来说呢，我们就很难办。
And for us people, it is very difficult for us to proceed.
一方面对罪人他有愤怒。
On the one hand, God is wrathful against sinners.
另外一方面，他要拯救这些罪人。
But he also wants to reconcile these sinners.
那这些罪人按照他们所犯的罪，应该是灭亡的，好像洪水之前灭亡的那些人一样。
In principle, us sinners, we deserve wrath, just like the people before the flood. We deserve hell.
但是如果按照神的慈爱来祝福人的话呢，这些人就不能灭亡。
But on the other hand, if we were to receive God's blessing, then we cannot perish.
我们看上帝从他良善的本性当中，他行了一件事情。
And now we will see what God has done in his goodness.
换句话说呢，是他绝对的主权当中给人了一个祝福。
It is in his sovereignty he has given man a blessing.
什么祝福呢？
What is this blessing?
就是要拣选的祝福。
It is this blessing of sovereign election.
因为所有的人都败坏了。
Because all men are evil.
没有任何一个人可以觉得自己好到一个程度可以被神祝福。
No one is able to be good enough to think that he deserves blessing from God.
也就是说在神的眼中每一个人都是该灭亡的。
In other words, in God's eyes, everyone deserves death.
换句话说完全在神的公义的掌管当中呢公义之下呢没有人可以得救的没有人可以活着的。
In other words, under God's righteousness, no one should receive salvation and no one should receive eternal life.
所以当神要祝福人的时候在这种情况下他要祝福人的话他必须用一个途径叫什么呢就叫拣选。
And so, in light of all this, there's only one tool which God has to give blessing upon man and that is election.
那么我们今天来看拣选。
And so now let us see this election.
创世纪的第十二章的第一节到第四节，这里记载了一个人，这个人叫亚伯兰。
In Genesis chapter 12, verse 1 to 4, there's this man, and this man is Abram.
这里并没有记载这个亚伯兰有多么的好。
It did not record how good Abram was.
也没有记载亚伯兰如何的坏。
It also did not record how bad he was.
只是我们知道亚伯兰他所住的地方在哪儿。
It only tells us where he lived.
他所住的地方呢是在乌尔那一带的。
He lived in the area of Ur.
也就是在幼发拉底河附近的。
It is close to the river Euphrates.
他的家乡当中呢他的父辈呢是拜偶像的。
His ancestors, they were idolaters.
换句话说亚伯兰当耶和华神和他说话的时候呢他那个时候呢对神的概念呢并不是特别清楚的。
In other words, at the time when God spoke to Abram, he was not very clear on this concept of God.
就是这样一个人。
It's just this person.
不是耶和华神和他说话的时候他已经对耶和华神有认识或者对这位耶和华神已经非常的敬拜了。
At that time when God spoke to him, he was not very close with God, he was not worshiping God.
耶和华神就找到了拣选了这位亚伯兰。
And God elected this Abram.
耶和华对亚伯兰说你要离开本地本族父家往我所要指示你的地方去。
Verse 1 says, Now the Lord said to Abram, Go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to the land that I will show you.
我们看到耶和华神就开始给亚伯兰发布命令。
And so now we see God is giving a command to Abram.
要他离开本地本族父家。
To go from your country and your kindred and your father's house.
要他要亚伯兰跟着上帝，上帝要带领他去一个地方。
He wanted Abram to follow God to be led into some other land.
去什么地方呢？神也没有告诉他。
Where is he going? Well, God did not tell him.
你想想看，Daniel。
For example, Daniel。
如果今天外边来了一个人，你也不认识，我也不认识，他说走，你跟我走吧，你别跟你爸爸妈妈在一起了。
There was a stranger that came to you, and then he said, follow me, just leave your parents, just follow me.
我带你去一个好地方。
I'm going to take you to a good place.
有糖吃。
There's going to be candy.
你要不要跟他去？
Will you go with him?
Daniel 肯定不会跟他去嘛，我又不认识你。
Of course, Daniel won't go with him. I don't know him.
我为什么跟你去呢？
Would you go?
当然不会。
No.
这里说，好了，你要离开你的本地本族父家，然后呢，我要带你去一个地方。去到哪里呢？你不用管。
I want you to go from your country and your kindred and your father's house. I'm going to let you go somewhere, and I'm not going to tell you where.
然后接下来又说，我必叫你成为大国。
And I will make of you a great nation, says verse 2.
他要使亚伯兰成为一个大的国家。
God will make Abram into a big country.
也就是说，亚伯兰他会有很多的后代。
In other words, Abram will have a lot of descendants.
而他很多的后代呢，会组成一个很大的一个国家。
And out of those descendants will form a great nation.
哎，我们就想起来那些造巴别塔的人。
And we may recall these people that were trying to build the Tower of Babel.
他们也要成为大国。
They also wanted to be a great city.
所以他们要成为一个大国。
A great nation.
所以他们不想分开。
So they did not want to separate.
他们有没有成功？
Did they succeed?
没有成功。
They did not.
接下来呢，耶和华神，我不单要使你成为一个大国，而且我必赐福给你。
And it goes on to say, not only will he become a great nation, I will bless you and make your name great.
神要祝福他，并且叫他的名为大。
I will bless you and make your name great so that you will be a blessing.
什么叫名为大呢？
What does it mean, make your name great?
就是一提起亚伯兰，人人都知道。
It's whenever you raise the name Abram, everyone knows it.
那我们又想起来了，那些造巴别塔的人，他们为什么要造巴别塔？
And then we may consider, when the people wanted to build the Tower of Babel, why did they want to build it?
他们想传扬他们的名。
It's because they wanted to make their name great.
啊，就是让别人一听到他们，哎，大家就知道他们。
It's so that whenever anyone mentions their name, everyone knows them.
他们有没有成功？
Did they succeed?
没有成功。
They did not succeed.
但是耶和华神说，亚伯兰，我要使你的名为大。
But God said to Abram, I will make your name great.
然后接下来说，你也要叫别人得福。
And it also says so that you will be a blessing.
我们也可以这样理解，上帝为什么要赐福给亚伯兰。
So why will God bless Abram?
使他成为一个大国，使他被祝福，使他的名为大呢？
So that he will be a great nation, so that he will be blessed, and that his name will be great.
这个目的是要给别人带来祝福。
It is so that it will bring blessing upon others.
所以这里告诉我们，上帝并不是对亚伯兰偏心。
So it's not that God is favoring Abram.
只是神拣选了这个亚伯兰，拣选他。
It's simply that God has elected Abram.
要亚伯兰呢，成为一个管道去祝福。其他的人。
It is so that Abram will become a conduit through which blessings will flow.
所以这里我们看到了耶和华神拣选亚伯兰，并不是因为亚伯兰哪里好。
So we see that the election of Abram was not because he was good,
而是神要在他身上显出他良善的旨意。
But rather that God wanted to express his good will through him.
并且借着祝福亚伯兰，使亚伯兰可以成为地上万国的祝福。
And to bless Abram so that through him he will be the blessing of the nations.
好，第三节，这里这样说，耶和华神就给他应许。
And verse 3 says, I will bless you who bless...
给他应许。
I will...
耶和华神给他应许。
And God has made him a promise, a covenant.
这样说。为你祝福的，我必赐福于他。
It says, "I will bless you. I will bless those who bless you."
那咒诅你的，我必咒诅他。
And him who dishonors you, I will curse.
什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
基本上意思耶和华神是这样的，你的敌人亚伯兰就是我的敌人，你的朋友就是我的朋友。
It means that your enemies will be my enemies and your friends will be my friends.
也就是说神不但要祝福亚伯兰，而且他也要保护亚伯兰。
In other words, not only will God bless Abram, he will also protect Abram.
但我们想前边那些盖建造巴别塔的人，他们是否也想得到保护呢？
So when we consider the people of the Tower of Babel, did they also seek protection?
当然他们建造了一个大城，就在寻求自我保护。
So when they built that great city, they wanted to protect themselves.
但是神赐给亚伯兰的福，或者说给他的应许是，我神要保护亚伯兰。
But when God made his declaration here, when he went to bless Abram, he was the one that was going to be protecting Abram.
谁能说自己可以保护自己呢？
Who can say they can protect themselves?
啊，我们说现在美国是最强大的。
We may say that USA, they are the most great nation.
你看每天吓个美国现在吓得跟老鼠一样。Scared like a mouse.
Oh, the States, they're like, they're scared like mice.
Mice, 啊、嗯、对。你知道 mice 是什么样吗？这样的。
That's
他为什么这样？
That's what mice
他主要有没有看有没有 敌人来攻击他。
The mice always have their head on a swivel because they want to look for enemies.
孩子们，如果你们留心的话，你去看两样动物了。
I want you to be aware of this, and I want you to inspect two animals.
你去看这些鼠类。
I want you to inspect the rodents.
是这么说，鼠类。是哈，哎，鼠类的时候一出来是这样的。
Whenever rodents come out, they're going to pop out of their den and then just look around.
为什么
？Why?
因为几乎所有的这样的哺乳动物都可以攻击它。
Because all predators are going to attack them and get them.
他没有安全感。
They have no feeling of security.
他太小。
They're too small.
你有没有看见鹰啊？
Have you seen eagles?
前两天的时候呢，我看到我家后院有一个鹰。
Several days ago, I saw in my backyard an eagle.
这么大。
It was that big.
它的翅膀一展开，几乎和我是一边大。
Its wingspan is as great as my arm span.
然后我在那里干活的时候，这一个树下边正在干活。
When I was working under a tree,
它就落在我的头上。
And it landed above me.
然后我在下边我就给看着它。
And I would look upon it from below.
它根本就不看我。
And it wouldn't even look at me.
我说 hi, 我就给它录像，我说 hi.
And then I would be waving at it, recording it, waving at it, saying hi.
它那个非常漂亮的，就在那树上面这样站着。
It was quite a majestic eagle just sitting there.
我跟下边人就 hi, hi, 录像了 hi.
And I would be waving at it, saying hi, giving it a recording.
我叫了它半天。
I would be calling it for a long time.
这个鹰呢，就这样慢慢的这样。
And the eagle slowly pivoted its head over to me.
就这样看我一眼。
And it glanced at me.
然后慢慢的把头又扬。抬回去
and it lazily went about its business after that.
我们中国人有一句话，就是他根本没把我放在眼里。
The Chinese idiom is it did not even think of me as any. It did not even put me in its eye.
他丝毫没觉得说我会对他有威胁。
It never thought that I would be a danger to it.
所以你看，这种大型的动物呢，他们就非常有安全感。
And so you can see these big animals, they have a feeling of security.
因为他们可以保护自己。
Because they are able to protect themselves.
作为我们人
For us,
我们是没有办法保护我们自己的。
We are unable to protect ourselves.
给你举个例子你就知道了。
For example,
比如说现在我们说 COVID-19, 啊。
Let's say there's a COVID-19 going around.
就是一个病毒甚至你都看不见的你就不能保护你自己。
It's just a virus, it's so small, you can't even see it and you can't even protect yourselves from it.
它就可以攻击你。
And it can attack you.
甚至有更多的那些我们看不见的病毒，它攻击人的时候会夺走人的生命的。
There are many types of viruses that will be able to kill you.
所以造巴别塔的那些人，他们要寻求自我的保护呢，实际上是一种 ridiculous.
So these people trying to protect themselves, these people that were trying to build the power of Babel, it was a ridiculous endeavor.
他们觉得自己可以保护自己，觉得自己很 powerful。
They thought they could protect themselves. They thought themselves powerful.
所以他们做不到的。
They cannot achieve this.
人的保护从哪里来呢？是从上帝那里来的。
The protection of man comes only from God.
所以上帝不但造我们，要赐福我们，他也要保护我们。
So not only did God create us and bless us, He will also protect us.
所以我们看到了，我们不但有外界的这样的危险，还有里边的危险呢。
So we see not only are there external dangers, there are also internal dangers.
是吧？这些看不见的病毒啊，这些腐败的食物啊，都会伤害我们的身体的。
Like the viruses and the junk food, they will all harm us.
但是上帝却给我们身体呢，造了一个系统。
But God has created within us a system in our bodies.
我们叫免疫系统。
We call it the immune system.
但是你说人家拿枪来攻击你的时候，这个免疫系统是不好使的啊。
But when someone comes at you with a gun, this immune system is not going to protect you.
当那个洪水来临的时候，地震发生的时候，火灾发生的时候，我们自己这个免疫系统是保护不了自己的。
But, and also when the flood comes or when there's an earthquake or there's various natural disasters, your immune system will not protect you.
所以我们人的真正的保护呢是来自于我们的创造者。
So, the protection that we have, it comes only from the Creator.
所以我们看到了上帝然后接下来他说他为什么要保护亚伯兰呢
?And next we may consider why is God going to protect Abram?
他目的是要地上的万族都因亚伯兰得福。
It is so that in you all the families of the earth will be blessed.
你想想看，如果亚伯兰和他的后裔被另外一个国家把他给毁灭了，那么他怎么能够成为地上万族的祝福呢？
So if the descendants of Abram, they were destroyed by another nation, then how will they be a blessing to the nations?
所以上帝他不但要赐福给人，
So God will not only bless man,
他也要保证这个赐福呢能够完成。
He is also going to ensure that this blessing will be completed.
这是人做不到的。
This man cannot achieve.
你是不是你爸爸妈妈喜欢你去长大了能够成为加拿大的总理，你就一定能够成为加拿大的总理呢？
Will you become Canada's prime minister just because your parents want you to be?
当然不可能。
Of course not.
但是上帝若想祝福人，他就一定能够成就他的旨意。
But if God wanted to bless man, then this will be done.
因此，我们从今天的四节经文当中，我们看到神是如何的祝福人。
And we see in these four verses today how God will bless man.
因为世界上所有的人都败坏了。
Because all men are wicked.
没有一个人是配得上帝祝福的。
Not one person is deserving of God's blessing.
但是在上帝那永恒的智慧当中，他可以解决这个问题。
But in God's infinite wisdom, He is able to resolve this problem.
他就完全的出于自己的主权，他是有主权的哈，他去拣选一个祝福的管道，就是亚伯兰。
And so He has elected a conduit for His blessing, and this is going to be Abram.
使神的祝福可以借着亚伯兰，给到其他的人。
It is that his blessing will go through Abram to the nations.
所以我们就知道，这位上帝是极其良善的。
So we see how great is God's goodness.
他说要祝福人的时候，他就一定会祝福人。
When he says he will bless man, he will bless man.
但是这并不是说我们人呐有多么的好，我赢得了这样的一个祝福。
It does not say how good we are. It is not an expression of how good we are that we are deserving of this blessing.
比如说
，For example，
当你来到教会里边，大家都很喜欢你的时候
，When you come to church and a lot of people like you，
大家都很爱你的时候。
When everybody loves you,
你自己心里自然就会想到一件事情，那是因为我比较可爱。
There's a very natural thing for you to come into your heart. You may think, "Oh, I'm just very lovable."
你们不喜欢我，喜欢谁呢
？Who are you going to love if not me?
所以你看，很多的小朋友呢，当你去喜欢他的时候呢，他就会装着 ignore。
So a lot of people, when you try to express love towards them, they'll just ignore it.
因为他觉得说，这是你应该给我的，我可爱，所以你一定会爱我。
Because they think, oh, I'm lovable, so you ought to love me.
但是在上帝的眼中，没有一个人是可以可爱到一定的程度，上帝一定可以救他的。
But in God's eyes, no one is good enough or lovable enough to receive God's blessing unconditionally.
所以因此我们称这个祝福呢，也叫恩典。
And so we see this blessing is also God's grace.
恩典的意思就是和你是没有关系的。
This grace means that it has nothing to do with you.
不是因为你说你觉得长得你长得漂亮，上帝说那就祝福你吧。
It's not because you think that you're good looking and so God will bless you.
也不是上帝觉得说，哎，这个人挺聪明啊，哎呀，读到了博士还戴着眼镜，那就节选他吧。也不是。
It's not that you are very intelligent and you got a PhD and you have glasses and then God says, oh, this one's good enough, I'll bless you.
或者说，哎呀，我这个人很温柔啊，我这为人很善良啊，大家给我很好的评价呀。上帝说，既然大家都评价他是个好人，那我就节选他吧。
And you're also not going to be kind enough so that everybody says, oh, this person's really kind and then God's going to be like, okay, you're good enough, I'll elect you.
也不是的。
This is also not the case.
完全出于上帝绝对的主权。
It is wholly out of God's sovereign election.
那么我们看亚伯兰是如何回应的呢？
And how did Abram react?
第四节说，亚伯兰就照着耶和华的吩咐去了。
Verse 4 says, So Abram went as the Lord had told him.
所以我们看到亚伯兰是非常顺服的。
And we see now that Abram is obedient.
他并没有问说，哎，你谁呀？
Abram did not say, Who are you?
你要带我去哪儿啊？
Where are you going to take me?
你要给我什么祝福啊？
What blessings are you going to give me?
我现在儿子都没有呢，我哪里有大国呀？
I don't even have a son yet. What nation?
你要使我有大名，这个名大到什么程度？
You're going to make my name great. How great?
我得先搞清楚你给我的祝福是什么，然后才能跟你走啊。
I need to know what these blessings are, and then I'm going to go with you.
但是亚伯兰没有。
But Abram did not do this.
亚伯兰他就照着耶和华所吩咐的去了。
Abram went as the Lord had told him.
亚伯兰就遵着耶和华神的吩咐离开了他本地本族本家，跟随耶和华离开了他的家乡。
And so Abraham went from his country, his kindred, and his father's house to follow God into that land.
这里让我们看到接下来说，罗德也与他同去，亚伯兰出哈兰的时候年75岁。
It also says, and Lot went with him. Abram was 75 years old when he departed from Haran.
我们先不考虑这个罗德哈。
Let's just set Lot aside for now.
那么我们看亚伯兰开始神带领他的时候呢，是75岁了。
Abram was 75 years old when God first led him.
如果说你年轻人，你还可以有一点这样的一个 ambition, 就是一个雄心的话，75岁了去哪里啊？
Maybe if you're young, you would have some ambitions, but when you're 75 years old, where are you going to go?
但是亚伯兰并没有考虑这个条件的。
But Abram did not consider this.
你不要说75岁啊，我今年57岁，我都不想动了。
You don't even have to say 75. I'm 57. I don't even want to move
anywhere. 但是亚伯兰75岁的时候就遵着耶和华的吩咐就跟随耶和华神了。
But Abram at 75, he still listened to God and went with him.
这叫什么呢？这就叫亚伯兰相信了这位上帝。
And so we call this Abram had faith in God.
相信他，所以他说的话他就听了嘛。
And so, because of Abram's faith, he believed what God said and followed him.
尽管他不知道前面要走什么路，但是还是跟着去了。
Even though he doesn't know what's ahead, he still went.
但是亚伯兰现在知不知道自己去哪里？
Does Abram know where he's going?
不知道。
He does not know.
亚伯兰有没有成为大国？
Did he become a great nation yet?
没有。
No.
亚伯兰现在有没有成为有大名啊？
Does he have a great name now?
也没有。
No.
亚伯兰遇到敌人的时候，耶和华神有没有保护他？
When he encounters enemies, did God protect him?
还没发生。
It hasn't happened yet.
但是就是因为耶和华神和亚伯兰说了这样的话，给了他这样的应许，亚伯兰就相信了。
It is solely because God spoke with Abram that he gave him the promise that Abram believed and followed.
这就叫信心。
This is faith.
如果我和你们说 ,David, 就站在你面前的 David, 是个男性，你们相信吗？
If I were to say that this David standing before you is man, would you believe him?
别摇头啊。
Don't shake your head.
你们会笑，为什么笑呢？你觉得这事儿不需要相信，他就是个男性嘛。
You don't even need to say it. I am male, and yeah.
你不需要相信，因为你看到他就是个男孩子。
You don't even need to believe it. Just is I am male.
但是我跟你说，我有个朋友，他的名字叫 A B C。
Now, if I were to say I have a friend and his name is A B C,
他是个男孩子。
And he is male.
你信不信
？Would you believe me?
哎，这时候你就需要相信了。
Now you need to believe, you need to have faith.
你或者需要信，或者说我不信，都可以的。
You may have faith or you may not.
为什么你需要相信呢？
Why do you need to believe?
或者说你需要决定信或者不信呢？
Or why do you need to choose between believing or not believing?
因为你不知道 ABC 是谁。
Because you don't know who ABC is.
你没见过他。
You have not met him before.
如果你相信我说的话，我说他是个男孩子。
If you believe me and I say he is male,
你就哦 ,ABC 是个男孩子，你就相信了。
So you may believe me and say, okay, ABC is male.
所以你这时候说我信我信。
And then you'll say, I believe, I believe.
如果有一天我把 ABC 带来了。
And then one day I bring ABC here.
他的名字叫 David Zhang.
And his name is David Zhang.
就是他。
And it's me.
是不是姓张
?Yeah.
啊对。所以这时候你们还需不需要相信了
？Do you still need faith？
你们不需要相信了。
You no longer need faith，
因为 ABC David 的章已经站在这里，他就是个男孩子嘛。
Because this ABC me is here and he I am male。
所以我们今天要建立一个观念，就是相信。
And so the important concept we want to build up today is faith。
相信就是真实。
And this faith is truth。
就是在你的心当中，这是真实的。
In your heart, this is truth.
耶和华神告应许亚伯兰说：“我要使你成为大国。”
God established a covenant with Abram, saying that you will be a great nation.
Okay, 亚伯兰就说：“好，在信心当中，我知道我要成为大国。”
Abram in faith said, "Yes, I know now I will become a great nation."
耶和华神给他的应许说：“以后你的名要成为大。”
God's covenant also says your name will be great.
在亚伯兰的信心当中，哦，以后我的名要成为大。
And in Abram's heart, this covenant, he has faith saying, "Oh, my name will be great."
你和你的后裔要叫别人得福。
And also that your descendants will be a blessing to the nations.
亚伯兰说，在信心当中说，我以后神会使我成为许多人的祝福。
And Abram in faith said, I will become a great blessing to the nations.
所以我们就看到了，当上帝要在主权的拣选当中赐福人的时候，人要凭着信心来接受才可以。
So we see that when God wants to act through his sovereign election, that we men must receive it by faith.
因为罪人不会相信的。
Because sinners will not have faith.
所以你们今天来到这里。
So today you're here now.
你们听到了这个消息，你应该高兴才对。
You should receive this news with joy.
因为我们一直讲到上个星期的时候，我们会发现我们没有任何一个人可以逃避耶和华神的愤怒。
Because last time we have already mentioned that no one person can escape God's wrath.
我们逃避耶和华神的审判。
We cannot escape his judgment.
我们可以逃避最后灭亡的结局。
And we can also not escape the reality of the final judgment.
但是上帝他在他良善的本性当中向人发出了主权拣选的恩典。
But God in his goodness has expressed this work of sovereign election.
就是我们可以在他主权的拣选当中我们可以得救的可以蒙福的而且我们也可以成为别人的祝福的。
It is in this sovereign election that we may be blessed and that we may be a blessing upon others.
我们看那些造巴别塔的人。
Let us look at the people who are trying to build the Tower of Babel.
他们要自己寻求自我祝福。
They were looking to bless themselves.
他们是自我为中心的。
They were self-centered.
这是他们所寻求的祝福。
And this is the blessing that they sought.
如何满足我们？
How are we going to fulfill ourselves?
但是上帝的祝福是要让你成为别人的祝福。
But God's blessing is that you will become a blessing to others.
我们看到了我们对这个祝福的认识是完全不一样的。
We see that there is a completely different understanding of blessings now.
所以上帝祝福我们，目的是要借着我们能够成为别人的祝福。
So God's blessing upon us is that we may be a blessing upon others.
但是我们必须在上帝面前首先要得到这样的祝福。
But first of all, we must receive this blessing from God.
那亚伯兰呢，就给我们做一个很好的榜样。
And Abram was made a very good example for us.
亚伯兰就照着耶和华神的吩咐去了。
And Abram went with God according to his command.
你说，那我今天在耶和华神的吩咐在哪里呢？
So you may ask, where am I in this blessing?
这就是耶和华神的吩咐。
This is God's command and his will.
他的吩咐都在这里。
His command and will are all in here.
你若有亚伯拉罕这样的信心。
If you have faith like Abram,
按照耶和华所吩咐的去做，
If you do according to God's will,
你就必能得到神给亚伯拉罕的祝福。
Then you will receive the blessing upon that God blessed Abraham with.
也可以显明一件事情。
And you will bring to light one thing.
你也是被上帝所拣选的，好像亚伯兰一样。
Then you will also be elected by God like Abram was.
你不但可以在神面前蒙福。
Not only will you be blessed,
你也可以成为你周围人的祝福。
You will also be the blessing to those around you.
所以我们开始，接下来的时候，我们慢慢开始讲亚伯兰。我们看亚伯兰是如何跟随神的。
So we will continue looking at Abram and how he proceeded.
而耶和华神的祝福是如何借着亚伯兰的信心一步一步的赐给他的。
And how God's blessing was expressed to Abraham through his faith.
好，我们一起来祷告。
Let's close with prayer.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord, we give you thanks.
愿你施恩祝福。
May you bless us.
使我们可以从年幼的时候就可以认识你。
May we know you from a young age.
就可以相信你。
May we come to believe in you.
使你的福可以在我们身上彰显。
May your blessing be upon us.
你的祝福可以在我们的生命当中彰显。
Oh, may your blessing be upon us in our life.
也可以使我们成为许多人的祝福。
And may we also be a blessing upon others.
我们感谢你。
May we give you thanks.
祷告奉耶稣基督的圣名。
Pray this all in our Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.